Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 41 for Tuesday, September 1st. I'm Phil Ferrant-Workington. ICE Futures Canada canola contracts were weaker Tuesday morning, as bearish chart signals, losses in Chicago soybeans, and a general sense of uncertainty in the financial markets all weighed on prices. Canola is down $2 to $5, the November contract down $4.70 at $470.10 per ton. Weak economic news out of China triggered a sell-off in equity markets around the world today, with crude oil also posting large losses. That bearish sentiment spilled into the grains and oil seeds, including canola. Harvest pressure added to the softer tone as producers make deliveries for cash flow needs, and end users have little reason to bid up the market at present. However, weather concerns in some parts of Western Canada did help limit the losses. A softer tone in the Canadian dollar underpinned the canola market as well. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans and corn are both lower as the renewed economic concerns out of China weighed on prices, but wheat held on to small gains. Soybeans, they're down 10 to 13 cents, the November contract down 12 at $8.75 per bushel. In addition to the China-inspired speculative selling, soybeans were also pressured by the relatively favorable production prospects that continue across the Midwest. Soybeans were rated 63% good to excellent in the latest weekly USDA report. That was unchanged from the previous week and came as a surprise to traders who had generally expected to see a slight downgrade. Corn, it's down 3 to 5 cents, the December contract down 4 at $3.71 per bushel. U.S. corn ratings did decline by 1 percentage point to come in at 68% good to excellent, and that provided some support. Solid export demand also helped limit the losses for corn. In wheat, prices are up 1 to 5 cents, the December contract in Chicago, 4 cents higher at $4.89 per bushel. After hitting some fresh contract lows yesterday, wheat was starting to look oversold and due for a bit of a correction, despite the losses elsewhere. Weekly export inspections were also supportive, although U.S. wheat still remains expensive internationally. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Tuesday morning, September 1st. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Ferrant-Workington.